A long-running corruption trial ended yesterday in Providence, Rhode Island. The city's colorful and controversial mayor, Vincent Buddy Cianci Jr., was convicted on a racketeering conspiracy charge. The mayor characteristically is brushing aside demands that he step down. From member station WRNI, Martha Biebinger reports.
Mayor Cianci, the victim of greedy employees or the leader of an enterprise where jobs, contracts, and leases at Providence City Hall were for sale? That was the question for jurors wrestling with 26 charges against Cianci and two co-conspirators. One witness talked about code words for bribes, pizza and soda. Another passed along lessons in bribery he claimed to have learned from the mayor. But Cianci and his attorney maintained that a few mid-level city employees cooked up their own bribes for favor scheme, used the mayor's name and goodwill, and then kept the money for themselves. Yesterday, after a trial that lasted almost 10 weeks, a jury found Cianci not guilty on 11 charges, but guilty of racketeering conspiracy, which the court defined as conspiring to use extortion, bribery, and mail fraud to run a racketeering enterprise. A few hours after he left the courthouse in his limousine, Cianci emphasized the not guilty verdicts.
I can tell you there is one charge remaining, and I will continue to fight to preserve my innocence and also to tell the people of the city of Providence that I have been a mayor in their best interest.
Cianci's two co-conspirators were also convicted on the racketeering conspiracy charge and seven other individual counts. Many legal experts were surprised by Cianci's one conviction.
In a case that's been full of ironies, this is the ultimate irony.
Daniel Small is a former federal prosecutor who has handled racketeering cases under the Federal Racketeer Influenced and Corruption Organizations, or RICO, statute.
The verdict is an across-the-board rejection of the government's case, except for the fact that they won. Every single substantive charge has been rejected, except for this vague and amorphous charge, which is the RICO conspiracy.
The few jurors who spoke as they left the courthouse said little about the basis for their RICO conspiracy conviction. Small says they may have felt they had to get the mayor on something. There was no consensus from the jury of people on the street in Providence.
They didn't prove anything. And this RICO Act is the worst thing that they ever come out with in this country. No good, baby.
I think justice was served and he got what he deserved. I do agree that he did make the city what it is, but it doesn't excuse his actions.
I'm sure he's guilty, but I really thought he was going to get off. I really did. Just because of his popularity, and he's got that kind of Clinton quality to him. You know, some of the things he does are probably questionable, but you can't help like him.
Allegations of corruption have not had much impact on Cianci's popularity. In a Brown University poll released the day his case went to the jury, 52% of respondents said they believed Cianci was guilty, but 59% said the mayor was doing a good or excellent job. The poll's supervisor, Brown professor Daryl West, said yesterday that a conviction will dissolve voters' ambivalence about the mayor.
Today is the day that the Teflon finally melted from Buddy Cianci. A jury of 12 individuals drawn from all across the state found the mayor guilty of what was the most serious charge, and so the mayor is now going to face up to 20 years in prison.
Cianci's fate isn't sealed yet. The judge in the case is still weighing motions to acquit the defendants on the RICO charges, and an appeal is likely. Cianci says he has no intention of stepping down and will keep his political options open as election season approaches. His plans to seek a seventh term could be interrupted by a September 6th sentencing date. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Providence.